Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about what the strong should do. I'm going to read you from Romans chapter 15, verses 1 and 2, where we read, "We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification." I suppose that it's obvious that spiritually speaking, Christians differ in their spiritual strength. Some very young believers, and others are mature. Some have great strength and knowledge of God's truth and His Word, and others are just beginning to learn that truth. Some have little history of trusting God through difficult times, and others have grown strong through many hardships. So, are you a strong Christian? If so, hear what the Holy Spirit says to you. "We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves." If you consider yourself strong in comparison to your brother, use your strength to serve your brothers and sisters in Christ, instead of using your strength just to please yourself. You should think of how you can use your superior strength to support and to help your weaker brother or sister. That's the idea of that phrase, bear with. Now, this goes against the spirit of our age, which tells people to look out for themselves and often despises those who live lives of real sacrifice for the sake of others. Yet, undeniably, Paul points the way to true happiness and fulfillment in life. Get your eyes off yourself, start building others up, and you will find yourself built up. Now, this does not mean that the church is ruled by the whims of the weak. In a healthy church, those who are weak are gently, continually challenged to grow in Jesus Christ and to become stronger. There's something wrong when weak believers stay weak for extended periods of time. That was God's word to the strong. Then God had something to say to every believer, weak or strong. Here's what he said. "Let each of us please his neighbor." This is a simple yet challenging call to simply put our neighbor first. Paul later wrote much the same thing in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." I can just imagine somebody saying, "Wait, I thought we were supposed to be concerned with pleasing God, not pleasing man. How can it be said then that I should therefore please my neighbor?" The answer is found in the next few words. Notice the phrase, "Let each of us please his neighbor for his good." This shows that Paul did not mean being a man pleaser. Such a person may want to please his neighbor, but not for his neighbor's good. Why do we do all this? We do all this because it leads to edification. If you're strong in the Lord, use the strength to build others up instead of tearing them down. That's a great way to honor God and to further the work of His kingdom.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.